It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. I would never do that to you. It's a Finish Strong Friday, and it's presented by my dudes over at SeatGeek. Have the app. Love the app. Get the app on your phone. Put the code Tucker in. You get $20 off already the lowest ticket prices. This is the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. For you new listeners, welcome aboard. Three times a week until week one of the NFL season. Then we are five times a week. Almost always have some awesome interviews, including today with the Gronkowski brothers. It's amazing. I actually got a chance to talk to them recently at the NFFC. One of my favorite interviews I think I've ever done. And they were exactly like I thought they would be. Glenn and Chris Gronkowski, really looking forward to that. But I give you the player's perspective on everything going on in the NFL at all times, right? So whatever the news is, whatever's going on, a lot of times you'd like to say, okay, what does a player think of this? Like, what would they be thinking? What's their perspective? That's what we're able to give you here on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. We have awesome listeners. We have a great community that we've built up of both listeners and folks that chime in over at tuckheads.com. It's awesome. Part of that is because you guys do such a great job spreading the word via social media. I mentioned on Wednesday, Larry Russo, you were the winner of whatever you want, Larry. I can get you a signed card, signed picture, signed press pass, or you can just get that free month at tuckheads.com if you'd like. And we've got a sponsor confirmation email winner today. What does that mean? So we have sponsors. They're what keeps us going. And we love when you guys take advantage of them because we need you to keep the podcast going. So what we do is we reward you. Anybody that takes advantage of any of the sponsors we have for you on the sponsor page at rostucker.com, and they're all awesome, by the way. You should check them out. Anybody that takes advantage of any of them, you can ask me any question you want, and I guarantee I'll answer it right here on the show, give you a shout-out, the whole deal. And right now, between now and September 1st, you're also getting a free month of tuckheads.com, so you can dip your toe in and check it out and see how much you like it. Today's sponsor confirmation email winner, Neil Morley from Santa Monica, California. He's a big Amazon guy, takes advantage of the Amazon banner ad on the homepage, which takes you to a landing page and uses that before he makes his Amazon purchases, which is awesome. Almost as awesome as the Gronkowski brothers, Glenn and Chris, two hilarious dudes. You guys are going to love this. I guarantee it.
The Big Show.
All right, so the only thing better than one Gronkowski is two Gronkowskis.
Oh!
Or I guess five Gronkowskis.
Yeah, even better.
Joined today by Chris Gronkowski and one of his younger brothers, Glenn. All right, so take me through the whole Gronkowski, the boys.
So we got like an hour? So we got Gordy, the number one partier in the nation, still age 35. Killing the game. This kid lives in New England. He still thinks he's in college. It's unbelievable.
Seriously?
Yeah, like I watch him and I'm like, man, how can you still party like that every single day?
Does he live with Rob?
He doesn't live with Rob, but you know, he's in Boston, so they see him, they know he's Rob's brother.
Right.
Everywhere he goes, it's gonna be amazing.
Right.
Everyone loves him, so yeah, he lives a dream, man.
I'm kinda, so he's
kinda
one.
Jealous. Then we got Dan, the number one family man. So it goes complete opposite right after. You're like, this is crazy. So Dan, three kids now, just had the first girl ever in the Gronkowski family in like, I don't know, like 50 years or something like that.
So you got to give the mic to Glenn to describe the third guy.
Oh, yeah, that guy's the best one.
The worst one, definitely, Chris. Number one entrepreneur.
Yes.
Got two businesses going right now. Just started it, was on Shark Tank, killed it, absolutely killed it, Mark Cuban and A-Rod. So it's them three now, he's doing that. Just killing it. And then we got Roberto, number four.
Yep.
I don't even need to explain him. everyone sees him on TMZ every day. So, and then I got.
Well, in all sincerity, though, since he is your brother, what is that? What's that part of it like? Forget the football stuff, but what is like the celebrity part of it like for him?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. I mean, we grew up and we used to fight every day. Really, me, Rob, and Chris, we were the closest. But now we're all best friends. We'll do anything for each other, so it's awesome now. But back then, used to be big brawls. Used to be bloody faces all over the place, jumping on each other as much as we can. So, but now it's all good. I mean, obviously, that's what you do when you're brothers when you're younger. So nothing too crazy, but it was fun. And it still is. Yep. So I got to transfer the mic back over to Chris for this one.
Baby Gronk. Crazy, because he's bigger than me. I'm actually the smallest one. But this was the only kid that could give Rob treatment. And so treatment, he'd give these, like, he'd take his knuckles and he'd dig it into the side of Rob's neck. And it would, like, hurt, but it would, like, tickle at the same time. It would, like, paralyze him. So it was, like, it was this incredible move that no one else could do that he'd pull off. And everyone was like, wow, you just took out Rob. That's incredible.
So did your parents keep having kids because your mom wanted a girl?
Yeah, I think the answer is yes, but she hasn't, I don't know. She won't admit that, I guess.
Right.
Everyone is a blessing.
I think when you have four boys and you have one more kid, let's be honest, dude.
After you have...
You're trying to have a fifth boy.
After you have two, you're basically just saying, I don't care about anything anymore because three is insane. Four, what are you even thinking? And five... I don't even think you even know what's going on anymore in the world.
So Glenn mentioned the two businesses. What are they?
Yeah, so we're actually here repping one of them. It's a ice shaker, so insulated stainless steel shaker bottle. It's going to hold ice for over 30 hours, doesn't sweat, no condensation, doesn't absorb odor like a plastic shaker bottle does. So we're on Shark Tank in October, got deals from Mark Cuban, Alex Rodriguez. It's just blown up since. You can see Rob rocking it. You know, we all rock it. Just a great cup for everything. I see you got this plastic bottle on your table over here, and I'm just disappointed.
That's a good point. I need to get, because I'm obsessed with, like, if I'm drinking a liquid, it's got to be real cold. Like, I don't care if it's beer or water or whatever. Like, it needs to be crazy cold.
And I think I just found my number one customer right here.
There we go.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly the whole point of it, though. Especially in Texas, I was sitting here going to the gym. I'm like, why is there nothing out there that's easy to mix, easy to clean, and will keep my drink ice cold? And that's kind of where the idea came from, just living a healthy, active lifestyle after football, and stumbled upon this and said, hey, I want this product for myself, and found out that a lot of other people wanted it too. So just kind of blew up from there, and you know, keep on working on that. Our second business is something that my wife actually started when I was playing football. She was sick of me sucking, I guess, and going to a new team every year. So four jobs later, you know, from college on to, you know, four different teams in 4 years, she's like, oh, this is year five different jobs. I'm not going out and finding another job. This is ridiculous. So she started this online business, just really hand-painting wine glasses at first, and it turned into this huge customization business that we do a bunch of wedding gifts, corporate gifts, all kinds of stuff. It's called everythingdecorated.com, and just took off. Something that I came out of the NFL, and people were like, hey, Chris, what are you doing now? I'm like, I'm selling, like, pocket knives and stuff. And I didn't really want to admit that I was, like, doing wedding gifts. Like,
I remember talking to you a few years ago.
Yeah.
And you said, I'm doing personalization. I was like, really? That sounds, like, very, very cute.
Yeah, exactly why I didn't tell anyone. And then I was like, maybe I should, because people are looking for this stuff all the time. And once I actually started telling people, they're like, why didn't you tell me? I just got married, like, a week ago, man.
So Glenn, what was it like growing up, like, what was your food bill like? I mean, I'm sure people ask your parents, but, like, how much did your mom have to buy at the grocery store?
Yeah, I think she used to bring home, like, 8 gallons of milk at a time. We had two outside refrigerators that was full at all times, including the inside one. They had to go out and get another fridge, just an extra fridge for the garage. One extra fridge, but two extra fridges.
8 gallons of milk every time she went to the store.
I think it was something like that, right?
And two outdoor fridges.
I think it was like $1,000 bill every time she went to the grocery store. And we drink all the milk every time.
Does your dad do for a living? What do your parents do?
Yeah, my dad owns a fitness store. He sells equipment to, like, colleges and hotels and stuff.
Is that what he's been doing the whole time?
Yeah, he's been doing that for 25 years now. Located up in Buffalo. He's in Ohio, mostly the Northeast, Ohio, Pennsylvania. They're up in Massachusetts now and stuff like that. So
what's it called?
G&G Fitness.
Okay. And so that's how, and so you guys grew up, is it basically exactly how I would picture you guys growing up? Like eating a lot, wrestling, lifting weights, like, is it pretty much exactly what I would imagine?
Yeah, exactly like that. We didn't start lifting weights till 8th grade. We actually didn't even play football till high school. That was the rule in our family.
What?
So, yeah, that was our dad's rule. We couldn't play until we were in high school. So
9th grade?
I guess it would have been 8th because that's when the high school teams start. So we started working out and we started lifting. I mean, started working out and started playing football, all of us, in 8th grade.
Wow, you guys, that's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, so go pass it back to Chris. All right, so Chris, I want to ask a question. Did you know growing up that Rob was exceptional? Or were you guys all like the same?
You mean special? Yeah, we all knew that. No, I mean, he was an absolute freak. I mean, it kind of came to in high school, we used to fight every single day. And then all of a sudden in high school, he was bigger than me. And I'm like, okay, we're best friends
now.
What do you
mean? How
much older are you? 2 years older.
Okay, so give me the ages.
So we got Gore's about 35, Dan 33. We're about 2 years apart.
Okay.
So Glenn's a little bit more than that.
You're 31?
So yeah, I'm 31.
And Rob's 29? Is he old?
29 now, yeah, 29.
Wow.
We're getting old, man.
Dude, and he's had a couple back surgeries. Like, he's had a lot.
This kid is feeling the best he's ever felt, though, man. He's got these new band workouts, and I'm telling you, he sells me on it. And I'm like, man, you've told me this like 20 times. You need to start telling other people.
What you mean, like just putting bands on your weights, or like just band only?
So he's all about band workouts. So just band resistance for the most part, and he's all about being pliable and flexible. He does these karate kicks now, where he's like kicking over his head and putting his feet behind his head. He's like, watch this. I could reach all the way behind me and snag TDs now. He's like, I bet you can't do that. I'm like, yeah, you're right. I lift way too much and I can't even move. And he's like, yeah, you're an idiot. You need to start doing bands.
So, Glenn, does he go out with Gordy all the time?
No, he makes fun of Gord.
he makes fun of how much Gordy goes out?
Yeah. No, he's living real healthy right now. He's really getting ready for the season. Expecting a big season out of him this year, but no, he tries to stay away from Gord.
Do you guys watch all the Pats games or not really?
Oh yeah, we watch them. We all watch them together.
Where are you living?
I'm actually living here now too. I'm 5 minutes away from Chris. We're in between Dallas and Fort Worth. So.
Oh, that's so cool that you got a couple of you. Where's Dan?
Dan's up in Buffalo where my dad is still, so he's working with my dad.
So you got two brothers in Boston, two in Dallas, and Dan's up in Buffalo with your mom and dad, which is awesome because now your mom can babysit her three grandkids, including her granddaughter.
Nope. We got to change this story really quick. My mom's actually, she's in Florida now.
Oh,
she's
God,
in Fort Myers. She's living the good life, man. She's living that beach life. We go down there and visit her. It's like they're on vacation. So my parents did. They separated when we were back in high school.
Got it. Okay.
So, yeah, it's been good, though, man.
So what was the deal? So I'm from Pennsylvania. What was the deal when Rob went to Woodland Hills for a year?
Yeah, you never heard the backstory on that?
No.
Wow. Are we allowed to tell it? I'm not really sure. But for some reason, he got suspended from playing the first couple games in New York. And it was one of those situations, though, where people were kind of just jealous of him. Where
Wait, why did he get, he was suspended.
Well, he didn't get suspended because people were jealous of him, but
no, but he was suspended for the first couple games his senior year.
Yeah,
for what?
It was actually a hilarious reason because he came back and he got a bad grade or he got a B and he thought he should have got an A. And you would think like, wow, you think really Rob really even cares about that, right? But for some reason he did. He thought he deserved an A, so he let his teacher know about it. And the way he did it was he signed online when you first were able to sign on to like these programs online and like talk to your teacher and stuff. And so by signing on first, he then thought he can leave a fake email address and write his teacher a beautiful message. And this message was ridiculous. But yeah, of course they knew it was him because he originally signed in under his name, but he kind of forgot about that. And then he left this ridiculous email address that obviously was fake. And they tracked it back to him, and he tried to pretend it wasn't him. And after they read the message that...
Got it. So he's like, I don't want to miss
I probably
some
shouldn't
games.
Say on here.
So,
but,
I'm going to Woodland Hills. So who moved down there with him?
Oh, so he was... my dad had stores there. So my dad rented, I guess, an apartment for him and pretended he lived there. And he actually lived with Noah Taylor, who's Jason Taylor's brother.
Oh, that's funny.
So got in. He went to a high school where they threw the ball about one time the whole game.
I know. Why would he go there?
So I think he went from like a 5-star to a 4-star because he had no stats. And they won almost every game still.
So why? So then, I think he was. Why did he go to Arizona?
Oh, that's a great story too.
Like, I was so surprised. Like, nobody from Pittsburgh goes to Arizona.
Where'd had offers. I ended up transferring to Arizona. I went to Maryland originally. Played with my brother Dan. Hated it. Me and the fridge didn't get along too well. Told me I'd never play for him. Rob came in. We could have locked up all three of us at Maryland. He told Rob that I sucked, basically. So I'm like, well, let's leave. And so Rob's like, you're coming with me. I'm like, hell yeah, I'm coming with you.
Was he already in Arizona? Or that's
so he was in high school at the time.
Okay.
So I wanted to, I wanted to get out. And Arizona was a school that came in and was like, hey, we got Sonny Dice coming. He's going to throw you 80 passes a year the prior year to his tight end. And Rob's like, yo, that sounds pretty good. We're going to start you as a freshman. You know, you're going to be a huge fish in a small pond. You're going to be a beast. You're going to be the man here. And so that was kind of the motivation. And then we had a really good family friend named Donnie Salem. And he was in the similar business as my dad. He was selling fitness equipment, former NFL player, good friend. And he had this big tattoo of U of A on his arm. And he was like, number one, die hard. And you know how you sell someone in high school, like, this is the best program ever. You're going to absolutely love it here. There's a billion chicks everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to party every single day. And then they took him around on a golf cart and brought us to like a pool party with keggers and like wet t-shirt contests. And we were living in Buffalo, New York. So we're like, man, is this really what's going on? And Donnie said, yeah, man, every day. You know, you're going to love it here. And just selling it hard. And that's how it kind of happened. And then I transferred out there. I actually went the semester before. And then Rob came in the next year.
That's awesome. And Glenn, you went to K-State?
Yes, went to Kansas State.
How did you get there?
So the offensive coordinator there.
Because it wasn't wet t-shirt contests.
No, it wasn't the pool parties and chicks. Definitely not that in Manhattan, Kansas. The offensive coordinator there was offensive coordinator at Arizona, Coach Dane Ademel.
Okay.
So he was at Arizona when Rob and Chris were there. Ended up back in Manhattan. He was there before he went to Arizona. Transferred back to Manhattan, and I was coming out of high school at that time. I went down there for a camp because of him, and that's how I ended up there.
Wow. It's awesome, man.
Yeah, so he actually coached all three of us.
That is really cool. Really cool. Well, hey, guys, I really appreciate the time. It's good to talk with you. Chris, we've talked before. Glenn, I never met you. I think I met Dan. I know I've talked to Rob before, but great to get to know you guys. Awesome, awesome. I mean, I can just picture what it was like. Did you guys have, like, did your parents go away so you could throw parties at your house in high school?
Wow.
Yeah, they definitely went away. They did have someone come check on the house, but somehow I was able to make sure no one saw that we were having a party. I'd throw everyone in the basement real quick, turn all the music off. That happened before, even though there was a broken glass laying all over the floor. I blamed it on the dogs. But other times, if they weren't leaving, our brother Gordy, number one partier, he would bring a 30 home and put it underneath his window. And even though he was on the second floor, he would take a bed sheet, somehow get it around the 30 pack, and pull it up to his room so he could party in his room when he was in high school. Not making this up at all.
That is amazing.
So they didn't really need to go away for there to be a party at the house sometimes.
That is incredible. Well, guys, thanks so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us.
I'm very confident, Bri. Not only that, I don't know if anybody's heard. I mean, like 8 gallons of milk, 3 refrigerators. I mean, I don't know how you tie a bed sheet to a 30 pack and pull it up. I don't know when he did that. It's just, they are exactly what I thought they would be like. And my guess is they're all the type of dude that are all members of DollarShaveClub.com. If they're not, Dollar Shave Club should hire those guys to be advertisers for them, even if it's just on their social media. Those are, you know, 5 boys like that. You know, they all need razors. They all need the starter set with the body cleanser. Plus, they're all like jacked dudes. you know, so they probably are into like the body cleanser, all of those type of things. Definitely the one wipe Charlies. Gosh, if they went through 8 gallons of milk, how many one wipe Charlies did they go through? All right, here's the deal. Dollar Shave Club, we got a deal for you. Go to dollarshaveclub.com/Tucker, and you can get all the stuff that the Gronkowskis went through in droves for just $5. It's called the Daily Essentials Starter Set. So you get the body cleanser, the One Wipe Charlies, their amazing butt wipes, world-famous shave butter. It's the best stuff to put on your face before you shave ever. And their best razor, the 6-Blade Executive. Keep the blades coming for a few bucks a month and add in shampoo, toothpaste, anything else you need for the bathroom. Check it all out, dollarshaveclub.com/Tucker. Remember, you can also just always click the Dollar Shave Club link on the sponsor page at rostucker.com in case you forget the URL. So go get yourself some, try out some One Wipe Charlies and shave butter. You already know about the razors and stuff, but those two things especially are awesome. Go check them out, dollarshaveclub.com/Tucker.
Tuck's Takes.
Well, Ross, a lot of stuff to get to. Every NFL team is in camp as of today. How about that?
It's here, man. It's here. It's time.
Well, what a difference a couple of days makes. When we last spoke on, what was it, Wednesday, Falcons, we were talking about Julio Jones. Well, the Falcons restructured his contract to get their star wide receiver in camp a day after, giving head coach Dan Quinn and GM Thomas Dimitroff contract extensions as well.
So it's kind of crazy, isn't it, that Wednesday we were talking about this. Andrew didn't think that they would do anything to set the precedent, and then that quickly, they did it. And I had kind of mentioned this, Bri, as like a Band-Aid, move some money up, kind of thought this was a possibility, and it was. And I found out today that he's getting $2.9 million more this year. So basically $3 million bucks more for Julio Jones. So I think I tweeted this, Bri, but people always want to know, like, why guys hold out. He didn't even hold out. I mean, he just threatened to hold out and got $3 million more. And I mean, who knows what else would happen, right? I mean, who knows what else could happen, injuries, all that stuff. So $3 million.
Tuck's Takes.
Well, speaking of wide receivers, the Eagles signed Kamar Aiken. Steelers brought back Eli Rogers. We finally have some movement in the safety market with Trey Boston signing with the Arizona Cardinals.
We do. You know, I think Trey was hoping to get a lot more, but at this point, you know, it's kind of now or never. You know, I guess he could have waited to see if there were injuries, but I don't think Trey was really wanting to wait to see if there were any type of injuries out there. So I think he just wanted to make sure he got a good salary to play football this year from somebody, and he got it from the Arizona Cardinals. I like the Eagles signing Kamar Aiken. This is just a little inside baseball, if you will. Inside football, obviously, but that's like an expression. You know, they cut Marcus Wilson, bring in Kamar Aiken, because they want to have competition for their fourth and fifth receiver spots. You know, they've got Nelson Agholor, Alshon Jeffrey, Mike Wallace, but they want Kamar Aiken to push Matt Collins. They want those guys to have to earn that. I like that. I mean, that's what championship organizations do, because they realize that injuries are inevitable. You don't necessarily know where they'll be, what position they'll be at, but they are inevitable, and they want to make sure they're prepared. So they're going to have guys have to fight their butt off to be the fourth or fifth receiver on the Philadelphia Eagles, even though those guys don't get that many snaps. I love it. Steelers, Eli Rogers, obviously a lot of familiarity with Big Ben, so that one makes sense to have him as a slot option. And I already talked about Trey Boston.
Tuck's Takes.
Well, the national anthem is back in the news again. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones saying that his players are going to be punished if they stay in the locker room.
This is bizarre to me. And this is not about whether you think that they should stand for the anthem or whether they should be able to protest. It's not about that at all. It's not about it's not about your personal opinion at this point. It's just about policy. Like, they literally just came up with the policy, which, by the way, is on pause now. But they just came up with a policy that gives the players the ability to stay in the locker room if they so desire. And now Jerry Jones is going to come out and say, not on my team. They're going to be punished for that? I mean, how is that not bizarre? The players would file a grievance and they would win. And Jerry Jones would lose. I think he is appeasing to his fan base. You know, appeasing to all the folks in Dallas. I think that's part of it for Jerry Jones. I think it's also like a preemptive strike against his players. You know, there's a policy on the books. But I think Jerry Jones is making it known, hey, that policy is all well and good, but just so you guys know how I feel. Because then if you're a player, you talk about pressure. If you're a player, you got to think about it. How important is it to you? How important is it to you to peacefully protest or to not have to stand for the anthem that you stay in the locker room? Because it's pretty clear that it's very important to the guy that signs your checks that you're out there. So I wonder how much of this is for the fans, how much of this is a preemptive strike, you know, at his players. But it's just bizarre because it's like, what's the point of coming up with a policy if, you know, you have a guy like Chris Johnson from the Jets say, yeah, we would never punish our players. And then Jerry Jones says, I'm not even letting them stay in the locker room. It's just, it seems like a pretty toothless and not a very well thought out policy, clearly.
Ducks takes.
Giants cornerback Sam Beal, who was taken in the third round of the recent supplemental draft, well, he's going to be out for the year with a shoulder injury.
So this is the type of thing, Bri, that I don't think many fans would think of, but I thought of immediately right away. And that is, how thankful is he that he entered the supplemental draft? I mean, as a third-round pick, Bri, he got over $1 million signing bonus. $1 million. And he'll get at least his salary for this year. And the rookie minimum is like $400,000. So he guaranteed himself $1.5 million. And he got hurt before the veterans even started practicing there. You know, if he was still in college and had this dislocated shoulder or whatever, he gets $0.00 and hurts his draft stock tremendously for the draft. I mean, going to the supplemental draft is now probably the best decision that Sam Beal has ever made in his life. And speaking of best decisions, the best decision, one of the best decisions you can make in your life is to take advantage of any of our sponsors so you get a free month at Tuckheads.com. Or just signing up for a free month at Tuckheads.com. It is a growing community. Tony the Welder from York has been awesome. He's added a lot. I mean, the new guys and gals that have come on recently have really been growing Tuckheads tremendously. Like, it's hopping right now in terms of all the different conversations we have going on. I love chiming in and being able to interact with you guys and having to be more of a two-way street rather than just a one-way street. So it's awesome. And, of course, you can also send in one of those sponsor confirmations just if you want to try and be in the Fantasy Feast League, you know, against Evan Silva and me. You know, you take advantage of any of the sponsors on the sponsor page. Say, Ross, I want to win the Feast League. I want to take Evan Silva down. And you, of course, you big meathead. So, yeah, let me see what you got. I'm going to punk you. I'm going to punk you in front of 15 other dudes.
Ducks takes.
Well, we've got a lot more than 15.
No, I mean on the Feast League.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, the Feast League.
All right. Other news. Contract news. Aaron Donald reportedly won't show up for anything until he gets a new deal. Khalil Mack has yet to speak with Raiders head coach John Gruden. And Taylor Lewan inked a 5-year, $80 million deal that makes him the highest paid offensive lineman in NFL history. Kind of jealous,
right after that, Bri, Jake Matthews of the Falcons, right before we started recording, he just signed a deal 5 years, $75 million. So two offensive linemen just signed contracts for over $150 million. In fact, $155 million total. I mean, that is unbelievable. And that's, I never thought I'd see the day. Very, very impressive. Very cool. Very cool. I'm happy for those guys. And, you know, it's no wonder that Le'Veon Bell thinks he should get more money when he sees these offensive linemen getting that money. The difference is those guys will probably actually play all 5 years, $80 million at a pretty high level, whereas the concern is, of course, that Le'Veon would not. So I'm very happy for those guys. It's a tough job. It's a value job, and they're getting compensated for it. The Khalil Mack thing, not speaking with Gruden, is just bizarre to me. I don't really understand that, why that would be the case. Now, Gruden has supposedly, because I asked Adam Schefter this question, supposedly he's reached out a couple times to Khalil Mack. I don't know why Khalil Mack hasn't responded or spoken with Gruden. That's weird. Maybe his agent doesn't want him to, but like I said, it's any way you slice it, it's weird. It just is. And then the Aaron Donald, I don't blame him. They don't really want to play games. We've talked about this before with Julio Jones, but the Rams definitely don't want to play games without Aaron Donald. And because they kind of have Aqib Talib for a year and Ndamukong Suh for a year, they're really all in on this year. Goff's on the cheap. They're all in on this year. That gives Aaron Donald even more leverage. They don't want him to miss games and miss out on, you know, home field advantage or a bye or any of those things. So I think that actually plays into Aaron Donald's favor.
Takes. All right, finally, a few other nuggets. Quarterback Colt McCoy gets a one-year extension in Washington. Jets are open to trading Teddy Bridgewater, and the Bucs head coach Dirk Cutter won't commit to Jameis Winston as a starter when he returns from his suspension in week four.
So this Colt McCoy extension is kind of a weird deal where these teams make sure they're covered with a backup quarterback that they like for the following year. The Eagles did it with Foles, but then they're giving him pretty good money to do that, and the player can actually buy back his free agency if he wants to, and that's really just in case, you know, he ends up having a great year. So Alex Smith gets hurt, Colt McCoy goes in, plays really well. He wants the ability to potentially go somewhere else as a starter and make really good money. And so he has that buyback provision, but the team is getting kind of the security of having the guy for the next year. The Bridgewater stuff is weird to me. There's just so much hype there. It's like if he's really playing that well, wouldn't you want to keep him and have him start? If he's really playing that well, I mean, that's kind of how I would look at it. You know, I feel like you'd kind of want to keep him in that case. And then the Bucks thing, I like Cutter there. Now, I think Cutter's probably just being honest that if Fitzpatrick's really playing well, he's going to leave him in there, and I don't blame him. But he's also probably sending a message to Jameis Winston. He's also probably sending a message to the fans that are disheartened about this. And what, you know, Jameis' suspension and what he did, that, hey, we don't tolerate this stuff. So I think a lot of messages are being sent there. Plus, I think their bye is week five. So maybe that's why he wouldn't commit to him in week four, right? Because he doesn't really know how it's all going to end up playing out. So all of those things combine to make sense for Dirk Cutter to say what he said. And that'll do it, by the way. For a Finish Strong Friday, Gronkowski bros were awesome, and man, they are bros, aren't they? Holy cow. Can you imagine what it was like growing up in that house? What a life experience just to be one of those five boys in that house. Very, very, very cool to be able to get a little bit of insight into what that's like. We have a huge week coming for you guys next week. More awesome guests that we're really excited about. Vince Young, Vince Papale. Maybe it'll be Vince Week next week. Vince Young and Vince Papale. Maybe we'll talk to those two guys. We'll get to more of your emails, certainly. If you didn't get a chance to check out Matthew Berry on the Fantasy Feast this week, he was awesome. As were Christian Kirk, the wide receiver, rookie, second-round pick for the Cardinals, the two Packers running backs, Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams. I mean, even if you're not a diehard fantasy dude, it's a great time to listen and a great time to just soak up football knowledge, even money. Breaking down the AFC West. If you're a fan of an AFC West team, you have to listen to Even Money this week. Other than that, you guys know how much it means when you rate and review the show. Even if you just send me a screenshot of you rating and reviewing the show on Apple Podcasts, we'll go ahead and give you a free month at Tuckheads.com. Why not? Why not? We are that generous. We love you guys. Have an awesome weekend, everybody. We are about 6-7 hours away from Daddy Soda time for me. I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, and the College Draft Podcasts, all available on iTunes at rostucker.com or wherever podcasts can be found.